Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
They're going to be exactly where they left off, and that's exactly the case that we kind of felt every single recession. So explore outwards and help these other communities, and you'll be able to see now they will become the benchmarks for investing in the future.
If you're a passive investor wanting to learn more about questions to ask sponsors in order to qualify the opportunities, in order to qualify the sponsor, in order to qualify the market that the property is in, then go to besteverpassiveinvestor.com. My team and I created this site just for you so that there is a free resource available to you to learn about the questions to ask, the things to think through prior to investing in deals. So go to besteverpassiveinvestor.com. It's a free resource for you that was made just for you. Best Ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm your host today, Theo Hicks. And today we are speaking with Solomon Floyd. Solomon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. It's been a beautiful day here in Dallas, Texas. And to be honest, working from home has become a lot more manageable.
That's good to hear. So today we're talking about the coronavirus and how it's impacting Solomon's business. Before we get started, a little bit about his background. So Solomon is the CEO and founder of Reunion Investments. He is the managing director of the CTX Global Real Estate Fund. He has served in the U.S. Air Force as an airman, is located in Dallas, Texas, and you can say hi to him at Reunion Investments LLC. That's investments plural. So Solomon, before we start talking about the coronavirus, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is, as you said, an airman and entrepreneur from Dallas, Texas here, who's focusing primarily in tertiary markets and utilizing military and municipal housing contracts to essentially get a form of guaranteed rent to my investors.
All right. So tertiary markets, what types of programs are those that guarantee rent to your investors?
So at the moment, Reunion's biggest focus has been our military rental program, where we use our DOD housing contract to house military members in exchange for what would be guaranteed rent. So in times like these, where a lot of landlords are scared and like, oh my God, we know what's going to happen to my rent, my investors aren't really feeling that, because from the history of time, they've never not paid rent for military housing and they've never not paid military members. So now my investors have the ability to wait this out and take their money out of the stock market, put it into more real estate, that's going to house military members and get them that guaranteed rental income every single month.
So the houses that these military members are investing in, people will come through you and say, hey, I want to buy a house that's essentially guaranteed to collect rent. And then do you help them through the entire process of buying the house, putting in a resident, managing it, and it's just a complete passive investment for them?
Exactly. So we make it as easy as possible. Reunion understands that no one's going to be able to make it out to these markets as easily as we are, right? We already have the infrastructure there. Our boots on the ground are there. Our construction company's there. And our property management facilities are also there. So we make it as easy and as passive for most investors to say, hey, I want to help the community grow. And I want to help these people who serve us every single day. But I also want to make money. And that's a very easy thing to do when you just factor in all the amazing possibilities that we can do.
So right now, there's been no issues with rent collection for many of these during the coronavirus, correct?
Exactly. It's been a matter of we may have a little issue on how many people are getting stationed where now, just because some troop movements have halted. But the people who currently have rentals with us, their rental amounts aren't being affected.
Perfect. I guess it's really not much to talk about in the coronavirus unless you think that might change in the future, but you expect it to not really have an impact at all, even in the future?
It's not 1 month to have an impact. I mean, we've gone from doing originally maybe 35 deals a month to now we're coming into April and I've got 62 deals on my table. People have panicked and Reunion offers them the ability to put their money someplace else. So as the coronavirus goes, it's not necessarily about Reunion, but when you really think about it, it's a place about tertiary markets. Tertiary market investing is something that a lot of people overlook because the distance is scary, right? There are so few distance investors out there, at least in these markets that are so small. And these tertiary markets provide you a great ability, especially from any investor standpoint. They don't have Uber Eats. They don't have Favor like we have in Dallas. They don't have a form of technology aspirations toward them, which means now they're relying on the same system that we are. Who's going to go deliver their food? So you see these people wait in line, and this offers people the amazing ability, especially now that we're mimicking things similar to 2018, to innovate these tertiary markets. There's still innovation that can be done, and whether it's through rentals, technology, self-driving cars, whatever it is, that's the best part about tertiary markets.
What types of returns do investors make on these types of investments?
For us right now, we are showing anywhere from 35% to 60%. That depends wholly on the investment, but we don't do anything below 35% ROI when it comes to doing any of our real estate that we're pursuing.
And this is for your company or for the investors who are investing?
For the investors who are investing with us.
And that's 35% cash on cash every year? Is that including profits from a sale?
Profits from a sale go up a little bit more. Primarily, a lot of people use our housing for rentals. Sales are a little bit different. They're a little bit higher depending on who you're selling to.
So you're saying that if I invested 100 grand, I'd be making 35 to 60 grand every year in cash flow?
Absolutely.
So why isn't everyone doing this?
I think a lot of people, again, have that fear about these tertiary markets. I can take 100 people up to Wichita Falls and maybe 25 of them are going to be like, oh man, this is it for me. I think it's fear-based primarily, and the thing is, they don't know much about that market. A lot of people are comfortable investing at home, especially in the economy that we had a couple of weeks ago, but not anymore. But, you know, ideally, people are comfortable investing at home now, and a lot of people are a part of Reunion, so I can't say that no one's not doing it, but I can say that more people are getting into it now more than ever.
You said you do about 35 deals per month, and now it's just exploded more. How are you supporting that deal flow? Have you had to change your marketing strategies? Or have you always had more deals than you could buy?
I think right now we've definitely had to change the marketing strategy. We were able to go to networking events, go to conferences, speak to people. And now we're having to kind of pivot to doing a lot more online digital marketing, which is odd for real estate companies, in my opinion, because you can do most of that in person. That's kind of where the connection's made. But getting people to do that next step over the internet, I think will be kind of challenging. We'll see what happens. But it's just how it is.
So what types of online marketing are you doing now?
We're about to start hitting up YouTube and seeing if we can kind of connect with our investor base there. That's where a lot of people are kind of looking at more real estate things as it grows. YouTube's becoming a pretty popular channel for real estate investors to see what could happen, I suppose. So that's where we're going to start marketing as well. We're also about to do our first LinkedIn advertising, which apparently is very challenging. So we'll see how my team does, but I've got complete confidence that they can make it happen. They've gotten me this far.
And then what about finding investors? Do you have enough investors at the moment to support those number of deals that you're needing to do? Or are you also needing to pivot your investor lead strategies as well to online?
I think we're going to have to definitely pivot the investor strategies online as well. We are always looking for people to come in. So our newest product that we've created was short-term JV deals that anybody could do in these tertiary markets, because for us, there's going to be a company that wants to buy these back here in the next couple of months once everything flattens out and convert them into a REIT. We've already had several companies approach us saying, hey, if you can get us 100 cash flowing properties, we'll come by and buy them in July. And they'll put them under contract before everything else really is set in stone. So it's basically a guaranteed buyer where all you have to do is go out and build homes, buy homes. And let's say I need 100, I'll just contact a group of investors and say, hey, I need help getting these 100 homes built or rehabbed or whatever. Knowing that there's a buyer on the other end as soon as they're done is kind of the perfect strategy for most people.
Do you focus on a specific market or is this national?
My DoD contract extends all over the United States to every single military base, and tertiary markets exist throughout everywhere in the world. So yeah, man, right now we're targeting 8 key markets. We've done about 12 overall.
If someone wants to do what you do, would they need to have previous military experience, or is this something that your average person could do?
It's something that your average person could do. For example, a buddy and mine, we were like seeing what was happening in Flint, and we kind of thought to ourselves, the root problem would primarily be water filtration. How can you filter that water enough to put it in everybody's home? And the conclusion we came to was, well, why don't we just put 3-series water filters in everybody's front yard and run the water through there so that way it's clean on the other side. So we got about 10 investors together. We all put our money together, and I think we bought in total 30 homes. We replaced the plumbing all the way to the street, put in a 3-series water filtration system, so that way the homes in Flint, Michigan had clean water, and we just rented it back out to the owners, or if the owners wanted the homes back, they'd buy them back from us. So anybody can do it. A tertiary market exists for everybody.
And what about the DoD contract?
The DoD contract, that's a little bit harder to secure, but that's a matter of just doing your own research to figure out what each base is in need of. In fact, actually, if you go through the process of becoming a government contractor, it's really not that difficult. I wish I knew all the logistics behind that, because I didn't actually do my process. Somebody else did it for me. And that's what made my life a little bit easier. But definitely research more into that, because the government's looking for housing, whether it's military, veteran housing, or any sort of housing. In fact, the best one to do that doesn't require you to be a military housing contractor or any DoD contractor is VASH. The VASH is essentially Section 8 for veterans, except with way better perks. It's only a year that the veteran gets the voucher. The rents are substantially higher. And if any damage is caused by the veteran, the VASH program covers that. So that's a great one for people to get involved and help out as well.
And that was VASH, V-A-S-H?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay, Solomon, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you want to mention as it relates to your business and the coronavirus?
No, man, I think ideally that most people just need to start looking out for these markets, as that's where the opportunity is going to be. When this is all over, I don't imagine that the real estate markets, they're going to pick up again. They're going to be exactly where they left off. And that's exactly the case that we kind of felt every single recession. So explore outwards and help these other communities, and you'll be able to see now they will become the benchmarks for investing in the future. Look at them, how they operate now in this crisis as a tertiary market, and how they handle these issues, and see where the benefit and the value is for yourselves and for the people who live there.
All right, perfect. So thanks for sharing that, and thanks for sharing all of your advice today. So Solomon does DoD housing contracts that houses military members, and he said that military members have never not been paid, and their housing contracts have never not been paid. So his business is going to be not necessarily unaffected by the coronavirus, but it's going to be affected in a positive way, because it sounds like he's getting more deals this month than he had in previous months due to the fact that there's been an explosion of demand for real estate in his tertiary markets due to the coronavirus. He mentioned that you can get 35 to 60% return on your investment. So people who are interested in passive investing should definitely check out his website and the deals he has to offer. Again, that's Reunion Investments, plural, LLC. We talked about how he has to change up his marketing strategies, which, you know, most likely going to have to do as well due to the coronavirus, because he can't go to meetup groups or in-person events anymore. So he mentioned he's going to use YouTube to connect with his investor base. He's going to use LinkedIn advertising as well. And then he also mentioned an interesting investment strategy, which is to pursue VASH, V-A-S-H, which is essentially Section 8 for housing. So Solomon, thanks for joining us today. Best ever listeners, as always, thanks for listening. Stay safe. Have a best of your day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Theo. I appreciate it.
If you're a passive investor and want to learn more about Ashcroft Capital, the company I co-founded with my business partner, Frank, and in particular want to learn more about our strategy and how we think about the opportunities that we purchase, go to ashcroftcapital.com and click the strategy button above, and you'll be able to read through our thought process we use when we're purchasing multifamily properties. What if you could earn $10,000 per month net cash flow for life? Now you can at the Residential Assisted Living Academy. Gene Guarino teaches you how to take a single family house and turn it into a cash flow machine. Visit RALacademy.com to learn more.